It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but original thought seems to be disappearing.
No, no, don't say that. Is that true?
Well, what I mean is, especially with Facebook and Twitter, social media, a lot of times someone will say something and then you think according to that group.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times if you make an opinion on something and mm-hmm. someone disagrees with it, a big fight will start. So sometimes it's easier to just agree with everyone. And there are these two guys that are they're in the field of leading minds, cognitive scientists Stephen Sloman and Philip Fernbach. They argue that we survive and thrive despite our mental shortcomings. They're saying that we know things happen, but we don't exactly know why. And they have written a book called The Knowledge Illusion, Why We Never Think Alone. And when we get them on the line, we're going to talk about like fake news. We talked about this earlier and why political opinions and false beliefs are so hard to change. We always say when you go to a family gathering, you don't want to talk religion or politics because you're never really going to change someone else's mind and
Absolutely.
You're going to get into a big fat fight. So on the line with us right now, Dr. Stephen Sloman, Dr. Philip Fernbach, and the book is called The Knowledge Illusion, Why We Never Think Alone. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi. Great to be here.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
Do you in your introduction, and I could be wrong on this, a lot of times it's easier to just think as a group because if you have your own independent thought, a fight is going to ensue. Any truth to that?
Absolutely. That's fundamentally true. In fact, I think often when we express ourselves, really what we're expressing is the view of our community. People rarely come to their beliefs through a rational process of thought. Rather, they just hold on to the beliefs that the community that they are part of tell them to hold, and that's what they express.
Guys, did you ever think you'd see anything like what's going on right now? The nation seems to be so divided. It's such a civil war of ideas and opinions right now. I don't remember ever seeing this in my lifetime. Do you?
It does seem to be a particularly extreme time. Polarization has been increasing dramatically over time. But the argument in our book is that really this is an outgrowth, not of something that's changed in people, but it's an outgrowth of something that's very endemic to the way that the mind works, which is the idea that really we do not, as individuals, have a lot of detailed information in our own heads. What we're really great at is forming communities where knowledge is distributed across the community. Every person knows a little bit, and together the community knows a lot and can accomplish a lot. And so that aspect of the way the mind works really gives rise to the fact that you can get such extreme opinions on either side where the individuals themselves don't know that much about the issues.
Can I ask you a question that will either be the smartest or the dumbest question that anyone's ever asked you?
I can assure you it won't be the dumbest.
All right. Well, wait until you hear me out. This is what it reminds me of, having read a little bit of what you guys have written. It reminds me of the Borg in Star Trek The Next Generation, where they all thought collectively. Nobody was allowed to think individually. It was as a group. Do you see a similarity there? Do you know what I mean by that?
I'm not enough of a Star Trek fan to comment on that. Phil?
Oh, well, I'm a bit of a Trekkie. Trekker, I guess is mm-hmm. the proper term. No, so that's a very interesting idea. And that's sort of taking really what's true about the way thought works to a very, very extreme state. We sometimes talk about our ideas as being like a hive mind, where if you think about a beehive, the behavior of the hive is extremely complex. But no individual in the hive has any idea what the hive is doing. So the complexity really emerges from each little piece of the hive doing its own little bit. And the Borg is kind of like a hive mind in that same way. And humankind is a little bit like a hive mind in the sense that we all do our own little bit. And what can emerge from that is extremely complex undertakings like building spaceships and so on. So there is a similarity there. Now, We, you know, it's obviously that's a TV show, and we're not as extreme on that dimension, but it is an interesting insight into the way the mind works for sure.
What I noticed a lot on Facebook when President Donald Trump took over, if you like him and you voted for him, that's awesome. If you don't, that's awesome too. But a lot of people are sharing stories without doing any research. It's like some story, somebody who will love Donald Trump will post this on their Facebook page, and they don't even check the source. It could come from like a place called mybrothersblog.com. And it's like no one checks to make sure this is accurate. If you're for Donald Trump, you're like, okay, well, look, this is what I believe, so I'm just going to share this news, when in essence, it's not real news.
Yeah, you know, I suspect that people have always been like that. And what's different today is the ease with which that information can be passed around to others, right? I mean, the internet has just completely changed the dynamic. Now, we don't have a common source of wisdom like Walter Cronkite, who's telling us, you know, what the facts are. We rely on our internet bubbles, and those bubbles are so much stronger than they used to be because we're able to reach out around the globe to create them. And not only that, but most of the major sources of information on the web individualize that information. So we only get the stuff that the Facebook or Google thinks we want to see. And what do we want to see? Well, we want to see the stuff that reinforces our opinions, the stuff that's consistent with what we believe.
Right.
And we only believe that because our community believes it.
We're talking with Dr. Stephen Sloman and Dr. Philip Fernbach, both of them cognitive scientists and authors of The Knowledge Illusion. Where exactly is the illusion?
The illusion is in our sense that we understand things better than in fact we do. So this has been shown in the experimental laboratory. All you have to do is ask people how well they understand a simple object like a ballpoint pen, and then ask them how it actually works. And what the person will discover most of the time, unless they happen to be a ballpoint pen expert, is that they just don't know how it works. And there's no reason they should. They're actually much more complicated than they seem.
So we're fooling ourselves, right? Is it true? Is it fair to say we're kidding ourselves for the most part?
Oh, absolutely.
We are.
That's the illusion.
All right. How do we learn to think on our own? How do we learn to not fool ourselves anymore?
Well, that's two different questions. The answer to the first one is that we definitely do not think we should try to learn to think alone. The human mind is really what it's made for is thinking together. That's why, you know, Why We Never Think Alone is the subtitle of the book. It's really the critical thing to achieving great things. How can we get out of the illusion? That's a different question. And in fact, I think it is pretty useful some of the time to not live in the illusion. Maybe sometimes living in the illusion is useful, but often having a little more humility about what we actually understand can actually be quite productive. And how do we do that? Well, we try to check our understanding, which we do all too rarely. You know, when you see that post on Facebook that's consistent with what you already believe, do you just accept it, or do you actually say to yourself, wait a second, do I really understand this issue in as much depth as I might initially think? Because that's what our brains tell us at first blush. So sometimes you have to go deeper.
The other important thing is we have to be able to identify expertise, right? Because we do have to rely on other people.
Sure.
The world's too complicated.
And what I would like if people put on their Facebook page is here's why I like this candidate. It affects me in this particular way. Because you can't argue with, you know, the feeling of like when Ronald Reagan was president, a lot of people loved him. My father had passed away and he removed a lot of the Social Security that my mom got. So it was like, I don't like what he did. That was a personal experience. So I almost feel if you speak from the heart, someone could understand you better and have a great conversation instead of just saying your guy's stupid.
That's really interesting. That may well be true. What we have found in our research is the best way to get other people to listen to you is instead of talking about how you feel and what your values are, talk about the issue. Talk about the consequences of a particular policy, right? Like, what is going to happen if we repeal Obamacare? Not how you feel about Obamacare, not whether you think it's, you know, universal health coverage is the most important thing, but what is actually going to happen in the world if we repeal Obamacare? And that's something hopefully most people can at least talk about together, even if they don't agree on the final outcome.
I don't know. You're using logic, and I think that's a bad thing, that logic.
You think logic's a bad
terrible thing? Yeah, who needs logic? Is this would you say this condition is inherent globally, or is this just something that happens more here in the U.S.? This is everywhere, isn't it?
I certainly think that this is a human problem, it's not a Republican or a Democrat thing. It's not a America or Europe thing. I think it's a human thing.
I just think people have lost their politeness factor, because I know that there were two family members that were fighting about our current president, and one left, called the other one a bad name, and walked out of the house. And it's like, why can't you just say, you know what, I see your point, I don't agree with it, hey, let's go have a beer. But it's like no one can stop. It seems like everyone has to get the last word in, and that's why everything's exploding.
Yeah. I would also hazard that that's not something that's new. We might remember the good old days fondly, but I don't think that human beings have changed that much.
We've always been like this.
In the Ham era, for instance, we saw a lot of that. You know, I think a lot of that is that people feel the need to defend their community, right? The feelings they have about politics are feelings that come from their community. And when people violate their beliefs, they feel like they have to come to the defense of the people that that they associate with. And that's why it becomes so emotional.
Gentlemen, thanks for spending time with us. Again, it's Dr. Stephen Sloman and Dr. Philip Fernbach. The book is called The Knowledge Illusion, Why We Never Think Alone, and it is available wherever books are sold, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Amazon.com is a great place to look.
Perfect.
Or your local bookstore.
Thanks, guys.
Really
appreciate
fascinating.
It.
Thank you so much.
All right, a quick break, some news, more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.